Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Your host, Priscilla Leona, and we're coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show is going to help you to question your career reality. And this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests on the show are going to provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And our guests work in various professions, and they're at different stages of their career. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That address is latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page. And that is where you can view the list of our past guests. You can also download our free app for your Android or iPhone and listen to any one of the other exciting and informative shows. And you can do that by just downloading the app from the homepage. So go latalkradio.com and scroll towards the bottom of the page. And that's where we have our free app. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section and also on Stitcher.com. So just go to those websites, type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there you go. You can listen to us, download us, do anything you want with us when you can find us on iTunes. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, you have to go to a separate website. That's our official Question Reality website. And there you'll see all the guests that are going to be on our show. We usually book 6 months. We're booked 6 months to a year in advance. So you can check out who's going to be on the show. And if it is a career that you're interested in, we will be asking the questions so you can get all kinds of advice on how to pursue a successful career in that field. Now, as always, we have fantastic guests on the show, and today is no exception. Very exciting. I was so excited when Carlos Martinez from ScribeServicePR.com contacted me and asked if I would book his client, because I checked her website out. I said, my God, I can't even believe that this girl is 16 years old and she's an award-winning teen author. She's an actress. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's my, I don't even know how she, at 16, I could barely pick out my outfit for the weekend to go find a boyfriend. And Lord, she's just whipping it up. She's just doing everything. Her name is Shania, and I pray that I pronounce her last name. I am terrible at anything other than Smith and Jones, but I believe it's Shania Foschi, and she will correct me. Go to her website right now and check out all the amazing things that she's involved with. She's truly such an inspiration for teens right now, especially with her. She's a singer, an actress, an author, and she just wrote a book called Bully in the Mirror. And what it does is it offers parents and their children ways to deal with bullies. That's a huge problem, as you know, in our society today. And this book gives children, parents, and educators, which they're the people that really need to make the changes, it gives them a chance to join join forces and combat bullying on campus and in the neighborhood and anywhere else where bullying is involved. And thanks to her ongoing tour to the schools and the community centers and elsewhere, Shania has really created a movement that has affected and brought anti-bullying efforts to the forefront, as if they weren't already. But you just constantly need to keep getting the word out there, because it's like sight unseen. If you're a parent, you don't have children, you don't think about that. But anyway, herself, I can't even believe that she's such a beautiful girl. She looks like she would be the most popular girl in school. She's absolutely gorgeous, and she was a victim of bullying. I could not believe that. So that's why she decided to write a book and use much of what she learned to give children the tools to deal effectively with bullying. And Shania has also appeared on television and on shows like Good Day LA, KCBS News, CBS's The Jeff Probst Show, and also anywhere where she can get the message out about bullying. Now, today, she's also recording a new album with two songs already under consideration for films on television shows. Can't believe it. Oh my God, that's so exciting. I mean, there are people who spend their whole lives trying to get a song considered and nothing happens. And look, she's 16 and already they're clamoring at her little heels to get her music played. Now, she's encouraged by this response, I would imagine. She's getting a tremendous amount of response, and she's hoping to complete her work on the albums later this year. So we will be hearing a song. So at around 5:30, say 5:30, 5:35, we're going to hear her latest song. It's called Fight for Who Stays, and we're going to hear that at 5:30. So you got to stay tuned. So also, she is writing her first novel. It's a science fiction story, and she hopes that that's going to be completed later this year. And she's already written three other books filled with children's stories, as well as the fourth book, which is, of course, Anti-Bullying, Bullying the Mirror. So, my God, go to her website right now, shanayafastje.com. She's also on Twitter at the same thing, Shania Fastjeet, and Facebook, I would imagine, the same name. So without further ado, let's get this girl talking. My God, Shania, what is going on?
It's going good. You have me smiling and laughing over here with your introduction.
Well, you got me smiling and laughing and feel like I'm about four decades behind in my accomplishments. I mean, I always say if you haven't completed your first album when you get out of the womb, you're way behind in life. I mean, that's what it seems like today. All these teens are like, you know, before they had teens, you'd graduate high school, then you graduate college, and then we could start seeing them making marks in the world. But now it's like, okay, I'm out of my womb and I'm working on my album, and by the time I'm five, I'm gonna complete my book. And yeah, wow. You are extremely amazing. So let me ask you, my darling. You got a best-selling anti-bullying book, Bully in the Mirror. You're currently touring. So I know you were bullied. I know you said you were a victim of bullying. And I want to know I know the inspiration for the book was bullying, but there have to be other factors. So, you know, not all. Now, honestly, I'm a huge advocate of spreading the word for anti-bullying. I'll tell you a little story, Shania. There was an attempt at someone trying to bully me in the sixth grade, because I was in the third grade and I was moved to the sixth grade for my reading skills and my writing. I was just advanced. I was on the track. So I was a third grader and they put me in sixth grade classes. And there was a girl and she was huge because, you know, as a third grader, a sixth grader is like twice your size. And yeah. I had heard stories. Everybody was scared of her. She was big and she had red hair and freckles, and God bless her, she wasn't the most pretty thing. I think that contributed to her anger, but Lord knows, you know, when you're beat with the ugly stick, you got lots of things to be angry about. So I think that was her problem. Well, the first day I'm walking up the steps to go to the library, somebody grabbed my pigtails and pulled them in opposite directions. I don't know if you ever had that done to you, but that shit hurts. I swear to God, that hurts so bad. And then she pushed me up against the wall. Well, I had never had any acts of physical violence, so of course I ran and told the teacher. And the teacher's like, oh, you know, don't worry about it. That's just what happened. Yeah. And I'm like, huh. Yeah. So I went home. I told my grandmother about it. And keep in mind, Shania, I'm Irish. She is old school Irish. She said, when that girl hits you again, I want you to punch her so hard in the stomach, slap her, you fight back. Now, that's old school Irish talking, right? But I was like, oh, no, if I hit her, she's going to hit me back. And she's so big. And I was like, scared. So, you know, Shania, I did the thing where I tried to hide, you know, and try to, but she just kept pulling my hair. Finally, I said, you know what? I am not going to put up with that. So I followed my grandmother's advice and but I didn't punch her or slap her. I pushed her. Well, it just so happened she was at the top of the steps and she went tumbling down a whole flight of steps, cracked her head on the wall, split her head open. I mean, this girl was beat up. Of course, we get pulled in the damn office. But you know what, though, Shania? That girl never, ever touched me again. Right. Never. Yeah. Because I fought back. Now, I don't advocate, you know, getting in a fist fight, but sometimes I think you need to stand up, because if they see that you're going to let them hit you, they're going to beat your ass every day. You got to at least try. Right? What do you think about
that? Right. And I, not that I feel like a horrible person laughing at adolescent violence.
It was funny.
Tumbling down the flight of stairs. But it is the way that you tell the story is funny, and I'm glad that you're able to talk about it with such humor and grace and almost a sense of, like, adoration.
Well, you know what, though, Shania? Because I tell you what happened to me, and again, I don't advocate violence, but for me personally, when I stood up to her and I pushed that girl and she fell down those steps, and I'm going to be honest, I took great enjoyment at her pain. But what I'm saying is that I felt such a sense of confidence in myself, and I felt like, you know, I was going to protect myself and that she was not going to pull my hair anymore. And I swear I just swelled with such confidence that I was able to defend myself. And I felt even better about myself in that when I'd see her the next time, she would avert her eyes and go the other way. And I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
And it personally, it really instilled a great amount of confidence in me. And I tell you, I was never scared of anyone any day. I never had any more bullying incidents, because I was quite shocked, Shania, that actually is something that is running rampant. Because, I mean, other than that one incident with that girl, I did not grow up in schools where there was bullying. And I don't know why. I mean, I'm thinking maybe there was and I didn't know about it. But, I mean, right now it's like, I hear that it's so rampant that kids go to school in fear every day that it's just an accepted thing. So, you know, from a 16-year-old, I know you wrote this book, Bully in the Mirror. I know you were the victim of bullying. Not all children are, but why are some kids targeted for bullying and some aren't, in your opinion?
I'm sorry, if you could repeat that question, because I lost like three words. I heard target.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said I know that not all children are targeted. They're not all bullied. Some children are. Now, let me ask you, you don't have the radio on while we're interviewing, right? That sometimes causes feedback. You don't have the radio on listening while we're doing the show, right? Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm gonna answer this question as best as I possibly could because I hear like a few words and I'm using context clues and matching them up. But judging by what you said,
I said you're not listening to the radio show while we're doing the interview because sometimes the feedback.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
All right. I have no idea what it is. Unless you have Sprint like I do, which is the worst connection possible. But the question is, why are some kids targeted for bullying and some aren't?
Yes. Right. That's the thing, though, is that some kids are targeted for bullying, some aren't. But everybody still has some sort of relation to bullying, whether it's somebody's friend who is being bullied, somebody's family member who is being bullied, even if you're just a bystander of an incident of bullying, you are still having relation to bullying in general. In pop culture, and the stereotype is that bullies are typically strong and big and mean, like you were describing, that big red-headed girl with freckles, and you could probably stereotype her as the bully type. But bullies come in all shapes and sizes. You don't necessarily mean girls and tough guys, but then there are also the people that your own friends can also be your worst enemy. Your own friends can actually bully you, especially with the internet. And one of the biggest epidemics right now is cyberbullying and people sending each other anonymous messages, telling kids to kill themselves, telling kids that they're hated, and sending these very harsh, lewd messages through the internet where anonymity is so easy. And at times, it is that sometimes it's some people that they actually know or their own friends that are sending them these messages. I feel that even as a bystander, even if you, whether it's on the internet or on the playground or wherever you may be, one of the most important keys to stop bullying is a bystander, because at times the victim of bullying feels too afraid, too scared. They feel even in danger because the bully might even threaten them. If you say something to somebody, I'm gonna kick your ass. I'm gonna do this. And so the most important key would probably be the bystander to take it upon themselves to get help, in any possible shape, form, or way. And also, a tip for the victim in this case is that even if somebody is threatening you, even if that you feel as if the world hates you or the universe is conspiring against you, it's all about inner strength and it's all about inner power, regardless whether you're a bully, victim, bystander, whoever you are. You cannot let anybody or anything take your power away. And once you let somebody take your power away, you can get it. It's not easy to get it back, but it is so possible. And you have to work on your self-esteem and you have to work on your self-confidence and you have to realize that this bully is not against me. This bully is not targeting me. This bully is only reflecting what has been reflected upon them onto me. And I have to take it upon myself to get through this. And something that I even teach in schools is that a bully is not born a bully. A bully is being taught this behavior by siblings, by parents, by a third person, whoever. And if a bully has the mental capacity to learn this type of aggressive behavior and to reflect this aggressive behavior onto others, they can also very well learn to turn themselves around and they can learn to be better, not only for them, but obviously for other people around them.
Absolutely. And one thing that my grandmother pointed out to me, she said, you know, you're a child now, but you're not going to stay a child. And when you become adult, this thing, is not going to, it's not going to be the same scenario. You're not going to have, you know, people bullying you in a group in different areas. I mean, there is some adult bullying that happens, but not like when you're a kid. But just keep that in mind, that it's not going to stay like that forever for the people that are in a bullying situation. If you feel like you're not ready to do anything about it, I would say you should, but sometimes people just can't do it. There are very passive people sometimes, and they can't do it. So just keep that in mind as strength, and that this will not last forever. It will pass. So keep that in mind. Now, what can you do as a student to report bullying without the repercussions of the attackers, knowing that it was you, and risk the repeat rage?
Can you repeat that question one more time? I'm so sorry to have to do this to you.
Oh, no problem. I know we're having a bad internet problem. That's why we're having these problems. We have bad internet connection today. I said, what can you do? What? It's like having a bad hair day. We have a bad internet connection day. What can a student do to report bullying with out the repercussions of the attackers, knowing that it was you, and risk that repeat rage? Because a lot of times students are afraid to tell anybody, because you know that you get pulled in the office and everybody knows you're the one that told on them, and then you know they don't want to do it. They're scared. But what can they do?
Right. There is a very fine line between tattletaling and telling. Tattletaling is, it's not set in stone. You're gossiping. You're going to run because some little thing offset. That is not a case of bullying. Whether it's if it's a case of actual like bullying where it can actually become to a point where it's harassment, then I want kids to know that it's not tattletaling. You're not ratting on somebody. You're not doing any harm for them. You are telling. You are doing harm. You are doing good for yourself, and you're even probably doing good for them. I think that because kids in a position of being a victim of bullying feel very alone because of whatever words or actions that the bully has said to them or has done to them, they feel as if they're alone, that they don't have anybody to go to, that they don't have friends, that they're afraid their family is going to not believe them, or that the principal is just going to brush it off their shoulder. The most important thing is to have a support system. And a support system doesn't have to be 10 people. It could be you. If the victim feels that scared, that they feel that threatened by the bully, and they don't want to tell the principal because they are afraid that the bully is going to do more harm to them, I would even suggest going in with a friend, going in with somebody who witnessed these accounts of bullying, going in with a parent, going in with a teacher. Go in with already a mental support system. Go in with the thought that you are not alone, and that there are people that do want to protect you. And you just have to find those people, and you have to allow yourself to find those people. You can't put yourself even more so in a position of loneliness. You have to be willing and open to let other people help you, and you have to be willing and open to let you help yourself. It's just a key of nothing is going to happen unless you take it upon yourself to fix the problem. And you have to create a support system.
Absolutely. And again, please remember and point out, parents, to your children that this will not continue to last. I want to emphasize that so much, because a lot of children who are being bullied, they think it is never going to stop. They can't see past the couple years that they're going to be in school, as opposed to a lifetime. And when you're in that particular state, and you don't have the words coming at you constantly, this will come to pass. You are going to graduate high school. This is not something that normally happens in college, unless you join a fraternity. Then it's like totally crazy. But then you bring that shit on yourself if you decide to get into a hazing situation. But you know, you just have to stay strong. It will not last forever. And just remember that people who are bullies, they're in certain mental states. They're in certain socioeconomic statuses, and there are patterns. You know, they're often being abused by their parents or siblings or other people to make them like that. They feel a lot of hostility, a lot of rage that they are being victims, and usually victim becomes victim. So, you know, this is something you have to remember. What are your thoughts? I'm sure you're familiar with the recent viral YouTube video about the two kids, the brother and sister, that were walking through the park, and they were attacked by the group of kids for street cred, which is something, I don't know if that's something recent, I think maybe within the last 20 years. Are you familiar with that viral video?
I feel as if I am familiar with this viral video. Actually, something that is very popular are these viral videos that people often stand around and they pull out their iPhones and they record these videos of abuse and harassment, and to the point where these people are beating each other up and nobody's doing anything about it. There are so many people around them, and everybody's laughing or watching or even cheering on. And when you do that, you are becoming a bully yourself. If you are standing by and watching this and recording this, you are not any better than the person doing the attacking.
Absolutely.
This is why I say that the most important thing is to stop a bad situation when you know it's bad. It's like a guilt complex. If you know something is bad and you know something is not right, but yet you still stand there and you don't do anything about it, that is putting so much bad karma on you. That is putting so much bad
energy
around you.
Absolutely. You're just as guilty. You're just as guilty. And if you were not a child, which I think they're getting tougher on the laws, thank goodness, but if you were an adult and you stood and watched somebody be murdered, you're guilty. You are guilty by association. So it's the same thing.
Exactly.
If you stand around and you know it's wrong and you don't do anything, let me just tell you now, bullies that are listening, if there are any, I doubt they listen to my show, but you will remember this. It will be imprinted on your mind for the rest of your life if you have a conscience and if you are a good person, but you're afraid to do anything about it. Let me just tell you will never ever forget that you allowed someone to be hurt in your presence. Now if you're demonic, there you go, you're gonna love it, and that'll be something that is street cred. But that's something that's happening now where they're stupid. In this particular viral video, brother and sister were walking through a park in Indiana, and there were kids that were waiting for them, and they attacked and beat this girl so bad in front of her brother. Her little brother tried to jump in. The girl hit the boy, the brother, knocked him down. I mean, just think what it did to the brother to see his sister being beaten like that. And then they were laughing. A whole bunch of people were standing around, and they were doing it to get street cred. Well, the stupid girl posted it on the internet, and thank God she was arrested. She's a teen, but I'm hoping they try her as an adult. But go ahead, stupid people, post the videos and see. I'm so glad that they're taking action now and doing something about it.
The only reason why you should be standing there with your iPhone recording a video of something of this nature happening is if your intentions are not to post it on the internet to get hits, but to show it to the police.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, how is your book? Your book is Bully in the Mirror. How has your book helped others who are being bullies? What's your feedback? What kind of feedback are you getting from not only students, but teachers, parents, educators, etc.?
Actually, Bully in the Mirror has actually been implemented in a school system in Texas. And they are using it as a curriculum in their classrooms to teach actual lessons about anti-bullying, self-esteem, and self-confidence. I think it's a common misunderstanding, especially with the title being Bully in the Mirror, that the entirety of the book is about anti-bullying and focusing on bullies in general. But bullying falls under the umbrella of building your self-esteem and building your self-confidence in order to be a better person, not only for your life right now, but for your life in the future. And in my documentation, this book and this program has helped save 5 lives that I know of from suicide. The whole reason why I wrote Bully in the Mirror is, first of all, it was a curriculum that I wrote when I was 11 years old, because at the time some of my friends were being harshly bullied to the point where they were thinking about suicide, and all I wanted to do was do something about it, because I know that if I felt guilty or if I felt sad or to that extreme of a friend committing suicide, I couldn't even bear how their families would be feeling. And so the only thing I wanted to do was help. So I wrote a curriculum and I passed it around schools and I taught workshops and I did a speaking engagement for these schools. And I thought, this is too small of an audience. I need to get bigger. I need to reach the most amount of people that I possibly can. And I turned that curriculum into the book, which is now Bully in the Mirror, in order for me to reach that wide audience, in order for kids to easily access this information to help themselves and help people around them. I recently received a fan mail email from the contact form on my website, from a girl who bought my book because she was having issues with bullying, and she was in a bad mental place, and she bought my book and she read it. And it inspired her to create an anti-bullying team program in her school, to where she created this group, and to where they teach other kids in their school about anti-bullying. So she is one of the reasons why I did this book, is so that people can take it upon themselves to create this team and to carry on the information I have provided to other people. Because if you help one person, that person will help another person, and that person will help another person. It's a chain reaction, and it's a chain reaction of good, and it's a chain reaction of positivity, which is what this world needs, especially in the state that it's in now.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that your book is set up so that you can get help and tips and advice, not only if you are a child who's being bullied, or a teen, or a parent, or an educator. Everything is encompassed in this book that will help the audience. So this book is – and where, may I ask, can we purchase your book or get your book?
You can buy Bully in the Mirror on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere pretty much books are sold, all those other bookstores that I forgot the name of, Brookstone, I think it is. You can buy it anywhere.
So if we just Google Bully in the Mirror, we will find it.
Yeah, you'll most likely find the Barnes & Noble link.
Okay, and then they can also buy it directly from your website, I would imagine, Shania Fajah. Please say your last name.
My last name is pronounced Fostier. The J is like a Y. It's like you're running fast and then you're saying yay.
Ah, Fostier. Oh, I love that. Ooh. Okay, so they can go to your website as well. Now, I know you're still young, believe it or not. I know you've accomplished like an award-winning book. You are, believe it or not, are. God, I wish I was 16 again. It was some of the best times of my life. I know you're still young, but will you continue to spread the word on bully prevention as you get older? I mean, will it become a lifetime career?
Yes, I want to continue speaking and spreading this positive energy for as long as I possibly could, at the same time handling any other ventures that I go into, which is now production and music, and I am writing my fifth book, which is my first sci-fi fantasy novel, which I'm so excited about.
That was my next question. You're way ahead of me. I still had one more question with bullying before we move on to your sci-fi book. Real quick, before we wrap up the sci-fi book, what has been your biggest achievement in the prevention of bullying?
Wow, my biggest achievement. I think it would have to be, you know, no award or no recognition can compare to knowing that I helped save lives, that I helped save kids' lives, that helped them turn their thoughts of killing themselves and turn their thoughts of suicide into thoughts of wanting to live and wanting to grow and wanting to progress. I think just knowing that a kid out there is alive because of something that I helped them with, something that I told them, something that they read from my book, I think that's the biggest award or honor that anybody can ever give me.
Absolutely. And again, parents, please spread to children, even if it's not your child. Please let them know this is not going to last forever. This does not happen as an adult. So hang in there and fight back in whatever way you can. If that means reporting to parents or anyone who will listen, you know, you got to do it. You got to do it. All right. Now, you are completing your sci-fi book. So what was the inspiration for writing a sci-fi book? What are you, a sci-fi lover?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a nerd. I am a self-proclaimed nerd, and I'm like embracing this now. No, I'm a huge fan of sci-fi fantasy, and my obsession and my entire personal life is composed of the show Supernatural.
Oh my God, are you crazy? I love Supernatural. I am obsessed with Jensen Ackles. He is my fantasy. I would do anything to go. Oh, well, not anything, but I love
have a picture with Jensen Ackles. I have touched Jensen Ackles' hand. Jensen Ackles has looked at me in the eyes.
You know what? I had Jim Beaver on my radio show. He played, God.
Yeah.
Jim Beaver, his character. Oh, what was his character's name?
Bobby Singer.
Yes, Bobby Singer. Oh, my God, he's going to kill me. Yes, I had him on my radio show, and I said, oh, is he really as gorgeous? And, you know, it's not good to ask an older man if he's as gorgeous, but I wanted to know. And he said he was just so sweet and nice and lovely. But that show is awesome. I mean, my God, the writing is so powerful, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
it is my life. I go to Supernatural conventions. I go to Comic Con. I have met them several times. It's terrifying.
You did. Oh my God. Well, you know, we're going to WonderCon for the first time. Comic Con this year. Are you going to WonderCon and Comic Con?
I really want to. If I can get there, get to LA, I need to go. I'm wanting to be back in LA in about 2 months. And if I am, I am going.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. You know, you're way ahead of me, but I'm so glad we share the love of Supernatural. But yeah, I'm very excited to go to WonderCon and Comic-Con. My husband's dressing up as Spock, and I'm like, I don't think you do that for WonderCon. But he said, oh, what the hell? I'll go anyway. Oh my gosh. Love it. So what's the name of your sci-fi book?
I cannot disclose the name of it yet, but it is heavily inspired by the Supernatural genre, and if it weren't for Supernatural getting me into the genre, this book would have never even existed.
Oh my God. Well, you know, Felicia Day is like my favorite character on when she has her recurring rose.
I love her. I love Charlie.
She makes my day. She and Crowley, love them. But okay, so you can't tell us about the book, but at least you're writing a sci-fi book, and maybe you'll let us know when it's finished so we can advertise it and promote it on the show.
Yes, and it will be out by the end of this year. So I would love to do that. I would love to come back.
Well, you know, yeah, come back on the show, and then we're going to talk. I'm going to go to a Supernatural convention, so we're going to have to meet up at a convention. And
yes.
I'm going to just have Jensen Ackles sit right on my lap. I'm going to just tell him. This is what I'm going to do, Jens. Just get with it. Now, you have an upcoming album. I know it features rock music. Is the album done by now? Because I don't know how old this information is I have. Did you finish it? Or?
I'm actually in the process of recording music. I am done writing. I just need to keep recording. I have written and recorded already 5 songs that are done and not released yet. For the sake of keeping things under wraps until I can release everything at once. But my single Fight for Who Stays has been out for a little while, and I have a new single coming out again by the end of this year called Of Destruction, which is on hold with one of the biggest music supervisors for film in the nation. So I will have that single coming out, and then I am working on another single, and then I'm writing another song that is going to be not so much centered cinematically or rock bands. It's going to be a little slower, just so I can have a variety, because I like to dabble in everything. I mean, as you can probably tell.
A good album really is slow, medium, fast. I mean, you really can't have a whole bunch of ballads on there. I mean, people just want a mixture. So for sure, mixing it up. Now, we have a song today that we're going to play. We're going to play it. But tell us a little bit about it. It's called Fight for Who Stays. What it's about.
Fight for Who Stays is basically, the gist of it is about fighting your inner demons and fighting all of these personal setbacks and limitations that you have may set on yourself, or fighting these negative thoughts that might be lingering in your mind, to rise above it and to overpower these demons and to come out of your shell and ultimately be yourself and let that trueness and that positivity shine through, opposed to letting the demons control you and scratching at you and not letting you sleep because of all of the negativity that they may bring on you. So it's just about rising above your inner inner negative baggage that you may be carrying.
Nail records on the wall.
so powerful. I mean, the message, wow. Oh, my God, you are going to be on. I don't know what you're going to end up doing, but whatever it is, there's a Pulitzer, there's an Oscar, there's a Grammy.
How about building a hotel in Vegas?
There's a Tony. I think whatever you do, it's just amazing. You are so upper class cool. Upper class cool. Real quick, we got 3 minutes. I want to, I know that's a song. Is that on your album? What's the name of the album, if you have one?
It will be self-titled, so it will just okay. be Shania. Yeah.
Woo! Oh, woo! I like it. Yeah. All right. So that's on it. When is that going to be completed so we can look forward to it?
By the end of this year, and you will be the first person with the immediate release date.
Well, I want an autographed copy of a CD if I do that. And I also want a picture of you and Jensen Ackles. You better get in there, girl. Get me a picture. Now, you are writing your first screenplay. Oh, yeah, people. As if it isn't enough that Shania has an award-winning book doing an album. She's writing a screenplay. Oh, my God. What is it?
I'm writing two screenplays.
Ah, stop it! You're going to cause me to become an alcoholic! At my age, I haven't done any damn award-winning books or screenplays. That's amazing, too! What are they about? Are they the... I know you got the sci-fi book, but what's the screenplay about?
Yeah, my one of the screenplays is going to be based on my fifth book. It's going to be based on the sci-fi fantasy novel. And the other screenplay is based on... the inside of a psychopath's mind.
Well, you got plenty of people to interview with those damn bullies. They're psychopaths, if you ask me. Just snatch one of them up. Also, lastly, oh my God, you're starring in your own web series, MD Squared. Oh my God, what is going on with that?
Yeah, I produced, directed, wrote, and starred in my own web series, MD Squared, which has actually been on lockdown for a little while, but I am planning on releasing all 7 episodes very soon all together. It all flows into one really strange story. You just have to watch it all the way over through to find out what's going on.
is that about the teen bullying or just overall problems that teens face?
It's basically overall about one particular girl in general, about what she's going through mentally and what has led her to this point of complete confusion about who she is and what reality is to her.
Oh, I love it. And will we be able to watch it on YouTube or Vimeo?
Yes, it will be streaming on YouTube.
Okay, when? Do we know when?
I'm sorry?
Will we know when?
I'm thinking around November of this year.
All right, get back to me on that. Oh my God.
There
is so much excitement going on with you. I don't know how you do it. What are you on? And can I have some?
A lot of espresso. I need a lot of espresso.
Girl, you are too much. You are too intense. You are phenomenal. You are so inspirational. You're such a motivation. You are effervescent. You are what every teen should be. Your parents must be so proud. I don't even know you and I'm proud of you. I don't even know you. And I feel so proud that there's someone like you in the world.
Thank you. You're so special. Thank you so much for saying that.
No, you are. You're so special. You are such a special human being. And I really, really mean that. And God, your parents must be so proud of you. And you're proud of yourself. You are doing tremendous work. Please continue. Because whatever you do, you are affecting lives. You are changing the world one step at a time. I'm going to be following. I am a Shania fan. I have become on the show today a Shania fan, and we're going to follow your career. So, everybody, go to her website. Check it out. Shania Foster. Oh, shoot. Give it to me, girl. starting.
Yay!
Go to her website. We're going to follow her career. Please get back in touch with me personally, and let's have you on the show. And say goodbye to your fans, my darling. Say goodbye to the world.
Bye, world. Thank you, world.
We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.